I care less about what Harper and Machado situation. Man, I know where we headed at. You know, I'm on the south side, and that's where I want to be at. And, you know, we got a great group of guys here.
Here's Tim Anderson, and he swings at a curveball, rips it just inside the third base line, down the left field line it goes. Into third base goes Angle, being waved home. Adam Angle, the throw to the plate from left is not in time. Heading for third, Anderson is safe.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Well, here's what we know. It's spring training.
Super Joe.
It is. Spring training. Get it done, man. This is the best time of year until the better time of year, which is summer. Summer in baseball.
You're going to spring training.
I am. Yeah. The White Sox called. They said, listen, we might need somebody to back up Tim Anderson at short.
Oh, wow. For those listening on CLTV, you've turned your hat backwards. You're in full catcher mode right now.
It's a baseball look. And really, nothing looks cooler than an old guy with his hat backwards.
It really does.
It's a strong look. Tim Anderson joins us from your Chicago White Sox. Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's Tim.
Yeah. How you doing, Tim? It's Steve.
I'm doing good. How are we doing?
All right, Tim. Tim, say hi to Justin and Dave and Mary and John and everybody.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Good morning, everybody.
So, listen, I know it's early in the desert, but I see, you know, you guys all the time, and I'm watching how this is developing, and I'm worried you're not having enough fun. You guys look too serious to me. I need you to have more fun.
Well, we always having fun. What are you talking about?
Okay, you're having fun now. Are you having fun out there? Are you having fun during the games? Are you having fun being one of the best young teams in the league on the come?
Yeah, definitely, man. We have a lot of fun. You know, we're learning. Got a lot of great group of guys. And, you know, we've been coming together as a team and, you know, excited. Excited to see what's going to happen.
Tim, you broke into the majors at the age of 23. Now you got 2 years under your belt, a little more than that. How much do you look at your experience now and kind of consider the way you can translate it to some of the younger guys around you and sort of help them learn through what you've gone through adjusting to major league life?
You know, when I got up, it was, you know, so much video and a lot of things that go on. So, you know, I kind of use those things and, you know, just to see where I was, you know, back then to where I am now, man, it's been, you know, it's definitely been a heck of a road. And I can say that I learned a lot and I'm still learning. And, you know, I don't think I'm kind of nowhere near to the player that I want to be. And, you know, man, my game is steady growing and, you know, I'm just excited about it.
Tim, you came into the league and there were, you know, just on your body type and what kind of defensive player you were, that you were going to be a speedster, you were going to be a guy who put bat on ball. But you, last year, I mean, 20-plus home runs, you were much more of a power hitter than anybody in Chicago expected. Where does that come from? Do you change your approach to the plate? Do you change the way that you look at every at-bat?
No, you know, there was nothing that I didn't work on, you know, trying to hit more homers. It was just, you know, I was making more solid contact, you know, and I feel like, you know, that my bat half came a long way from then to now. So, you know, I think the power numbers is it possible that they could go up, but, you know, that no one knows, but that's nothing that I didn't, you know, I didn't really focus on trying to, you know, lifting the ball more. It just happened.
What do you got to do to be better? What's the one thing you're working on?
Everything. You know, everything.
No, I said one, Tim. What's one thing?
You know, I don't want to focus on one thing and then I miss something. So, you know, I try to lock in on everything. But, you know, I feel like my defense come a long way. And, you know, this offseason I really locked in on, you know, my offensive part of the game. And, you know, I feel like it's getting a lot better. And, you know, I feel like I'm in a good position right now. And, you know, I feel more comfortable and at the plate.
Hey, Tim, I know you play shortstop, but, you know, when you get into one of those 13, 14-inning games and people have to come off the bench and do different things, what's the next best position you can play?
I can play anywhere. I'm an athlete. So I feel like you put me anywhere on a diamond.
Left tackle?
So you know, if you want me there, I can do it.
let me ask you about the guy who is now playing to your right. Yoan Moncada making the move over to third base. Just give me your thoughts. How does he look? How much of a comfort level are the two of you gaining with him on the other side of you now?
Let me ask you, have you heard much about it? Yeah. Let me hear your take on it.
Well, I mean, we haven't seen it that much, but it's sounded good so far. Everything I've heard has been pretty positive.
Well, it's got to be like dating, man. You got to learn everybody, you know, you got to find out what you guys do and don't do.
Yeah, I can tell you it's gonna be a heck of a show, man. You know, it's just off of him being an athlete, man, and you know, just his body type. You guys have seen what he did in second, so you know, I don't think nothing's gonna change from that. I think he's gonna continue to go out and be the dominant player that he has been. I think his case is the same as mine. You know, as far as you know, learning and maturing in the game, and you know, he looks good this spring, and I think he got a big year ahead of him, and you know, I'm just excited and. You know, just give us, you know, more athletes on the right side of the field. You know, I feel like we could do more. And, you know, his range is unbelievable. So, you know, it gives us a lot of more range on that side. And I think he's going to do a heck of a job, man. I'm just excited. You know, now he's on my right. He was on my left. But, you know, nothing changed. The love's still the same.
Tim, you have become, as Dave mentioned, you really are one of the spokes, the elder spokesperson for this White Sox team. What is it like working in Chicago? I know you work with the community, with your foundation. And you have really become the face of this squad. Are you comfortable in that role here in the city of Chicago?
Yeah. You know, I don't consider it work. You know, things I do in the community, man, that just come, you know, that just come from me being myself. You know, it comes from the heart. And, you know, man, I just do what I love, you know, and just basically I'm embracing, you know, the position that I'm in and just having fun with it, you know, kind of have a rough background, so you know, I try to, you know, just keep living life, and you know, the future's bright, and I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, life can go in a lot of different directions, and you've been very open and honest about the tough childhood and the tough upbringing, and it led you to start a charity to help guide Chicago's at-risk youth. What do you want to say about that?
Oh man, I just, you know, started my nonprofit because I had a close friend that got killed in gun violence. And, you know, with me being on the South Side, you know, it's a lot of that go on. And, you know, I think it's huge, you know, that I step out in the community. You know, it's you know, I'm not doing it. I'm doing it from the heart. So, you know, it's easy. You know, just going in the community and showing the kids that, you know, that it's possible to make it to a high level, and especially being a kid that looks like them. And, you know, going through those same stories, and, you know, I kind of know what it's like. I've been in those positions, so I kind of know what they're going through. So I just really go in and not necessarily talk about what's going on because, you know, I've been there, so you don't necessarily want to talk about those things. So I kind of just go in and just show them that, you know, life is beautiful and basically put a smile on their face and most so just have a good day and just to kind of remind them that you can have fun in life and, you know, life is beautiful.
Tim, it's been well documented that there's a lack of African-American players in Major League Baseball, much more of a pipeline coming from Central and South America. But, you know, that storyline continues to develop. Are you seeing younger and younger African-American players coming into the league, coming through the minor leagues and wanting to choose baseball over other sports?
Yeah, I see. You know, I think the White Sox do a great job. They have the, you know, the ACE program, and you know, there's a lot of African American guys in that program, and you know, it's a lot of talent, and you know, a lot of guys out of there go Division I and go on to further, you know, get scholarships, go on to further their education and their baseball career. So, you know, I think it's growing a lot, and you know, I'm just excited. You know, it's going to be exciting to, you know, especially in what the White Sox doing with those guys, and you know, you just get to see a lot of talent and a lot of different and you get to be rare. You know, you get to be rare, so you get to be one of those guys in the lead, and you know, hopefully just make a big impact to, you know, hopefully keep the train moving.
Inspiring and stuff. Dave, I'll give you the last word here, but I really feel like Tim has come a long way since the start of this interview. Oh, I think Tim is having fun.
I think he is having fun.
Sounds like he's having fun.
You were a heck of a basketball player, if I'm not mistaken, growing up. What kind of led you to baseball as opposed to maybe going in a different path?
I was okay basketball player. I wasn't a heck of a basketball player, but you know, I was just you know, thinking that, you know, in the NBA, I mean, the average height is 6'4", you know, so I just felt I'm not 6'4" or above, so I just felt like my speed and my talent would play better in baseball, and that kind of led me to it.
Seems like you made the right call. Yeah. Anderson's League of Leaders is Anderson's with an S, AndersonsLOL.org, or check out the Facebook page. Looking forward to it, man. We are the White Sox radio station, as you well know, so we'll talk throughout the year. But I'll see you in Arizona, and keep up the good work.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Thank Taylor. You.